Farewell to thee now, Columbia's shore, August 5th, 2006. Farewell to thee now, Columbia's shore, mountains and woodlands, calm and majestic, pastures and meadows, stirred by faint breezes, woodbirds in thickets, singing most softly. These their orisons, often neglected, raise up one last time, fair fruit of farewell. Dear fond memories, bounded by forest, calm face of nature, ephemeral mood, wisps of tall grasses, swaying and nodding, silent fieldstone walls, like forgotten roads. To each one of you, fair ambassadors, representatives, iconic emblems, farewell and goodbye, at least for a year. On all your shoulders, imaginary, rest identity, sense of belonging, tokens of country, origins, and home. There are no others speaking conviction, only your witness, wilderness speaking. In pool of silence, drop of melody, among tall grasses, one song of summer, on weathered stone wall, devotee of life, the cricket now sings, proclaiming her soil, championing life, warning of winter, singing of her land, land of waving grass, soil that she knows of, where her life happens. Farewell to you now, small herald of home. Your voice covers field, fades into the trees, yet it speaks for all, from here to far shore, each leaf falling down, others unfurling. Flags of spring's morning, of cold summer's eve, silent and watching, dying unnoticed, teaching peacefulness, marking land's limits, yet also showing, tracing life's pathway. Flutter quietly, showing your beauty. Float down in silence, changing the forest. Rest on hard earth grave, weighted under snow. Cherish the new ferns, with warmth rising up. How still stands the land, life's microcosm. Farewell to thee, land, Columbia's child.